3-2 to Springer. There's a swing and a shot. A deep one into left field and gone. George Springer with a leadoff home run. It didn't take long for him to move one rung higher up the ladder. He ties Grady Anderson with 44 leadoff home runs for seventh most in Major League history. 1-0 Toronto. The 1-2 pitch. There's a swing and a shot. Straight away center field. White gets to the wall, turns around. It's out of here! Matt Chapman with his first home run as a Toronto Blue Jay. It's a biggie. Straight away center field, a three-run shot, and the Blue Jays have a 4-0 lead in the first. A nod with Jansen, now into the wind, the 2-0. There's a swing, a deep fly ball out to right field. Hernandez to the edge of the track, turning around, and it is gone. Opposite field pop for Nick Solak. A two-out solo home run for Solak. He runs around the bases. The Rangers are on the board, and it's 4-1 Toronto. 1-0. There's Jansen clubbing one high in the air out to deep left field. Solak pushed back to the wall. He stops. He leaps in the air. It's gone! The second home run in 3 days for Danny Jansen. The Blue Jays take the run right back with Jano's long ball. And it's 5-1 Blue Jays here in the second. One ball and one strike. The pitch to Guerrero. He swings and he rockets one. Deep left center field. And yes, sir, Vladdy's got his first of the year. Another vapor trail left by Vladimir Guerrero Jr. A screaming line drive home run to the second deck in left center field. Blue Jays in front, 6-1. The pitch. Abanez whacks it to the gap in right center field. That's down for a base hit, and it'll split Tapia and Hernandez and go all the way to the wall. Garcia is running around the bases, and he'll come in all the way from first and score on an RBI double by Andy Abanez. Ground ball towards the middle of the diamond, splitting Bichette and Espinal into left center field. A base hit. The runner around second wants third. The throw from Gurriel comes up and it hits the runner in the back. And it shoots towards the plate. Jansen will pick it up on the diamond. Everybody is safe as Culberson drives in a run with a single and goes to second on the throw that went towards third. A two-run fourth inning for the Rangers. The 1-0. A swing and a line drive sinking to the gap in left center field. That's down for a base hit, and it'll skip past Gurriel. Solak is in to score. Heim turns the corner at third. He comes in to score to tie the game on a two-run pinch hit double by Bradley Miller. A fourth inning that has been manufactured by the Rangers, erasing the long ball production of the Blue Jays. 6-6 here in the fourth. 1-1 on a line into left field. Gurriel will have to play it on a bounce. Running around third, headed towards the plate. Miller will score, and the Rangers have taken the lead on an RBI base hit by Seager. 1-2. There's a swing and a long fly ball down the left field line. Hooking into the corner. If it's fair, it's gone. And it is fair and gone. A two-run home run by Jonah Heim. The Rangers hit the long ball and now have an 11-6 lead. 2-2. In the air, straightaway center field. That's tagged pretty well by Miller. Tapia goes back to the wall. He turns around, and it's gone. Just to the right of the batter's eye, Brad Miller has left the ballpark for the second time in this series. The Rangers have gone back-to-back. A three-run seventh, and Texas has doubled up Toronto 12-6. 1-2 to Bo. Swing and a miss to finish the ball game. Bichette's down on strikes, and the ninth inning comes to a close. On a day that looked like it would be a runaway for the Blue Jay bats, clubbing four home runs in their first three innings, it became a runaway for the Rangers. They got to Hyunjin Ryu in the fourth inning and never looked back after rallying for six runs in the fourth, added two in the fifth, three more going back-to-back in a seventh inning with Jonah Heim and Brad Miller with the put-away shots, making it a big win to salvage game three of the series for Texas. The Rangers pull out the finale, 12-6 over the Blue Jays.